that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, He indeed is Lord. You know, one reason we keep saying that is because we have to keep reinforcing that which is real and that which is true, because you are surrounded in this world, and you're surrounded in hostile territory by disinformation, by lies, by deception, by those that work for the side of the devil, those that are on the side of the dark, of the enemy, of death, of destruction, of their own hurt and their own harm. And so in the middle of that, in the midst of that, we have, by God's design, been put in a place where we can just occasionally reinforce that which is true. Now, you already know the truth because, and the truth has set you free, and you know that truth because it resonates within you. So when we speak the truth about Jesus Christ being who He is, it resonates within you. That's the reason also why the world and the world system has such an issue with Jesus. It has such an issue with who Christ Jesus is. Because, you know, you do not see this kind of railing opposition, this kind of attempt to malign and to destroy other spiritual, you know, religious figures in, throughout history. Nobody's ever saying, Buddha, damn it. you know, it just sounds stupid. So, yeah, I mean, you know, they just don't. So it's the reason, you know, there's power in the name of Jesus. Everybody knows that. And to their own hurt, they go against that which would save them. They go against that which would be their source, their provision, their direction, their purpose, that which they need while they're in the earth to live a fulfilled life. To live a life of purpose, to live a life of meaning, to live a life where their existence is actually brought into what it was originally intended to be. You know, we see, here's the thing, we get choice, we get decision, we get the ability to choose. And in that choice, there's also consequence. But you can choose to be made nothing. You can choose to go your own way. There are consequences. You know, I think that's one of the things that is ironic about how the world works, is the world tries to get you to go its way. And it gives you, sells you a false bill of goods. It gives you a bunch of false advertising in that process. It says, look, just go this way, go the way of the world, and all this stuff is going to be yours. All these things are going to be yours. You're going to have this, and you're going to have that, and you're going to be the center of attention, and you're going to, everybody's going to like you, and all this other stuff. And it's just like, and it's all BS, because in the end, those that have gone the way of the world, they live and die in anguish of soul. That's the reason why they have to keep distracting themselves with, you know, the next thing, the next gadget, the next gizmo, the next flashy car, the next hot girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever it might be, the next, you know, whatever it might be, whatever is that latest distraction, the game that's on, the fashion show, the dress that you need to buy, the shoes that you need, whatever it is. But just to keep yourself from ever being left for a moment where all of it starts to sink in, that you are on the wrong path, you're going the wrong way, you are going to your own destruction, and you're every moment that ticks by is one moment closer to you leaving this life having not resolved that which needs to be resolved, that which needs to be known, that which needs to be ironed out, the true questions that need to be answered. And if you don't answer them, you're going to be in eternal peril. So, you know, there's really not a lot to do in your time in the earth, if you actually look at it, because we're here for a short window. You know, we're not here for an extensive period of time as such. You know, the lives here on this earth and on this planet, by a cosmic sense, are very, very short. And, you know, so we're here for a moment, and then we are not here anymore. Where's everybody that was here 200 years ago? They're not here anymore. Where will you be 200 years from now? Well, you won't be here. you know, not in this paradigm. You know, you if you choose to go the way of the world, you might get recycled into something that you're going to wish you weren't in. But no, this thing is temporary. It's temporal. And just knowing that it's temporary and temporal, how now should you live? Just that one fact alone. I mean, if you, it would be kind of stupid to go and check into a hotel and start thinking that you're going to be there for the rest of, for time immemorial. you're not going to stay there forever, right? Okay, so, you know, you're a visitor here in this life. You're a visitor here in this world. Now, you don't want to be tearing up the scenery either when you check into that hotel. No, you want to be, as much as possible, a good guest, but you know that that's not your home. That's not your home. That's not your reality. This is not where you live. You're here as a child of God. You're here as an ambassador for the kingdom of God. You are here as one that represents light and truth in a world that has gone the way of darkness and that has gone the way of destruction. You are here as one that represents that which is real and that which needs to be known. but you're here as a witness. You're not here to try to fix everything, by the way. You know, you can let yourself off that hook. Now, we do what we can, where we can, when we can, yes. As the Spirit of God quickens us, as God puts the knowledge, the ability, the skill, the resource, the talents, the people, whatever it may be, you do what you can, where you can, when you can. And you do it and you leave it at that. And sometimes that manifests into incredible, powerful, amazing things in the natural as well as in the realm of the spirit. And sometimes it may seem like something small and insignificant, but whatever it is that you do all things as unto the Lord. Because even as we've stated here time and again, your success is in the obedience, not in the result. As long as you are staying in step with the Spirit and the leading of the Spirit of God, you are fine. You are in step with that which is real, and you are doing that which will result and manifest in the purposes and the plan of God in the earth. So it's not about your perfect little thing that you might think. See, the world has the way that the world works, and part of the gears of how the world works. Like, because the world is focused and locked in on the realm of the material, on the realm of that which you can, the five senses are impacted by, what you can see and taste and touch and smell and feel, because that's pretty much where it lives, everything in the world needs to also happen in the way that the world thinks, in the way that the world communicates. So if you are going to be a success in the world, you have to have all the stuff, all the things, all the material, all the matter, all that, that just, that, you know, you've got to have the most likes. and it's funny because, you know, even with all of that, that's just this hamster wheel that you'll never get off of. You know, if you jump on that hamster wheel and you start playing that game, you will never get off of that. And the people that are on that hamster wheel, they are, I mean, it doesn't stop for them. They can't take a break. They can't ever, you know, because the world is so fickle, it moves on tomorrow. That's one thing I love, actually, about the way that God had us set up FaithMix was, hey, you know, if we don't have a word, we don't have a word. If we don't have something to say, we have nothing to say, and this place will be blank. Now, you've got the archives there, and you can tap into those as long as things work out for us to be able to have them up there. But, you know, at any moment, you know, it is what it is. It is what God has it for it to be. So, you know, we've you know, the Tibetan mandalas, I believe, those are a good example of just, you know, something can just disappear. And, you know, it can be years and years of work. And if you do not have a personal vested thing in needing to have and to hold and to you know, your ego attached to things, you're going to be much, much more free. And if you truly, 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 and this is a test, it's a test for everybody, it's been a test for us for sure, it's been absolutely a test for me, but if you truly are willing to let the things that you do be as unto the Lord, then it's going to set you free. Because now your actions are just going to be set in line with the desire to be obedient, and not because you've got a dog in the fight, not because you've got a vested interest in the outcome. Now, you know, God will quicken us, and He does know that you have desires in your heart. He's given you many of those. But also, with all of those things, he will have no other gods before him. So you have to put those things before him. You have to temper those desires with the Spirit of God leading and guiding you, so that those desires don't become a snare to you, that they don't become the thing that you want. See, a lot of people will mislead and deceive themselves by you know, spiritualizing a desire. Oh my gosh, I saw that so much in the churches. It's terrible, 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 terrible thing to do. Because what you do is you have this thing that you want so badly. And, you know, you want to be a business success, and you want to be, or you just want that man or that woman or whatever it is. And so you spiritualize it. And now what Jesus becomes is, Jesus becomes your means to that end. Jesus becomes your, just what, you know, and if it wasn't Jesus, it would be, you know, something else, whatever it needed to be. But it's just, you know, you've tried the lottery, that didn't work, so now you're going to try Jesus, right? Well, let's just be honest about it, because that's where people are coming from. And so, you know, it's just when you start to realize that that's where people are coming from, and that's now, but God is still who He is. And, you know, He's the Lord. He changes not. So if you are going to align yourself with Him, if you're going to come under the kingdom of God and the dominion of the King, well, you're going to have to do it His way. And part of what that means is under His dominion means under His rule, under His stamp of approval. You know, you want that. You know, the in the old school, you know, when there was the monarchies that were there, and the kings that were there, you know, the seal of the king would go on things that had his approval. And you want God's seal on your life. You want God's seal of that, you know, you're marked for him on you. Now, this is something that happens in the realm of the spirit. This is not something that you can fake. You can't put on a collared shirt, you know, with that special collar and a robe and stick a degree on your wall and that be it. No, this is something that happens in the realm of the spirit. Because just like the seven sons of Sceva, when they were trying to imitate Paul, and they went in and they spoke to the demon and they said, you know, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, we command you to get out. And the demon looked at them and said, well, I know Jesus and I know about Paul, but who are you? And he beat them so badly and stripped them naked and sent all seven of them out of the house bleeding. That good case in point, that in the realm of the spirit, all things are known. In the natural, you might be able to fool people, but in the realm of the spirit and in the realm of that which is real, all is known. In the realm of the spirit and that which is real, that's where things are going to be for all eternity. So if you're trying to do something, for the visual appeal, and that's your end game of it, just stop. You know, just save yourself some time, because that's all vanity. That's all foolishness. That's all wasted effort. That's all things that you, from an eternal standpoint, you're going to wish you could get that effort back, because you don't have a long window in this life. This is something I need to remind. This is something that, you know, in how now you live while you're here in the earth. Okay, let's talk a little bit about this, because this is important, you know, as we're moving forward, to help you and I keep our focus in this time in the earth. You know, I was doing some study and a little bit on Native Americans, you know, and some of the spiritual people that were within the tribe. And there was one statement that stuck out to me, and it's something that, you know, reinforced some other things I was looking at. But it was talking about their spirit men, and it said that their daily actions were molded by their vision. And I thought that was powerful, because here's something with that. You know, okay, scripturally, without a vision, my people perish. Scripturally, you need to know who you are and what you're about in the realm of the Spirit. And this is important, it's essential for you understanding and moving in your time in the earth. If you know that you are the son or the daughter of a king, would you live differently than, which is the spiritual reality, by the way, for the son and daughter of Christ Jesus. But if you, the son of God, the child of God, but if you knew that, would you live differently than how the world would dictate to you if it tells you, you know, you're only this if you have this, you're only this if you... Of course you would. You when you know who you are, it affects, it impacts your mindset. You know, in the old days, people would go on vision quests. You know, it's kind of an interesting thing. You know, there was part of that was to know, you know, like, all right, if they didn't have a vision, they would seek it, they would look for it, they would want to know what that is, that this is their direction, this is who they're supposed to be in this life and in this time. And so much of that has been lost in the day and the age that we live in, because people don't have a vision for their life, have a vision that has been set, that's between them and God, mind you, not something that's been set for you by an organization or by a building fund or a church structure, or you see the difference. Because instead of being pulled into something or somebody else's agenda, do you know who God has made you to be? See, when you know the personal vision that God has set for you, then if you are to help or to assist somebody else, it's because it aligns with the vision that God has put in you. And so you can help each other because you know that that's lining up with the vision that God has put in you. You can go forward and you can make an impact because you are being consistent with who you are. See, if you deviate from the vision and who God has made you to be in this world and in your time in the earth, it is going to tear at your soul. You're going to have this burr under your saddle and you're going to know that something's not right. See, Jesus in his time in the earth knew who he was. You know, he spent the time early on, he modeled it for all of us so that we would know and understand. He spent the time understanding it, knowing it, solidifying it, then moving into it, then moving in power into it, fulfilling that 3.5 years of ministry necessary to establish certain things, and then carrying out the reason and the purpose. For this reason I was sent into the earth. You know, do you know? And if you don't, then go before God and ask him. Now, the beauty of that one piece that I was going through the other day was that the reminder that their daily actions were shaped, were molded by their vision. And that's a powerful principle, because what that is that's you knowing who God has made you to be. And out of that knowing and understanding and that vision that he has for your life and what he's clarified to you, then you shape your daily actions around that. So when you begin your days, you move forward in the things that are in line with the vision that God has put in you, not necessarily with the agenda that the world would try to sell you. There was a principle I learned when I used to work out in Maryland, D.C. area for about a year. And one thing, there was a guy that I used to carpool with over there, and this guy's a brilliant guy. And, you know, there's a few gems that he told me, but one of them was, he said, you know, activity is not necessarily productivity. And it's very true. You know, you can be very, very busy. You can be very, very active and not productive in so many different senses of the word. But when it comes to that which is real and that which is eternal and that which is spiritual, all the more so. Because there's a lot of things that you can get very active with that have no bearing on the reason why you are here and why God has put you here. And that is a wasted time. time, a wasted energy, a wasted effort, a wasted life. If you do not connect with Christ Jesus in your time in the earth, it's a wasted life. If you are not in relationship with your Heavenly Father before the time comes to check out of this world, it is a wasted life. Because you are not redeemed. You've not been brought out. That which was necessary to redeem your soul has never been applied in the window that it was there to be done. So what can you expect? That is a very simple action. It's a very powerful action, but it needs to take place. Now, no one comes to the Father unless the Spirit draws them. At the same time, when the Spirit draws you, you need to respond, because God won't override your free will. And if you choose to reject that which is there for you, then what more can you expect? Now, the world is coming into a difficult time. And now, for the children of God, here's the thing. We've already had our difficult times throughout. We already know, listen, we already know what it is to face persecution. We already know what it is to see our efforts destroyed. We already know what it is to see our businesses plundered. We already know, we've already been through so much. And the world doesn't know, you know, what it is to live the way that we've lived. But we've gone through that, and God's used those experiences and made us strong and tempered us. Now, does that mean that we always experience that? No, that's not our set point. But it is part of our experience here, because we're in hostile territory. It doesn't mean that God won't occasionally, you know, let us have or take us through and bring us through experiences like Joseph or Daniel, where we are, where we come up. But always know that, you know, even in those experiences, they were, you know, surrounded by that which was hostile and that which was against the Spirit of God that was in them, purely because of the Spirit of God that was in them. So we know that, we understand that, we appreciate that God has made that known, and God has revealed the fact that it's because of who we are in Him, not because of who you are of any other way, but just purely because of who you are in Him, that they do what they do against you. So don't take it personal. You know, sometimes it absolutely feels personal, but don't take it personal. Just realize where that's coming from. Just like Jesus prayed on the cross, where he said, Lord, said Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Realize they don't know what they do. They don't realize that they're hurting ultimately themselves. They're hurting ultimately their own souls by attacking you. And you have been given the power through the Spirit of God to be able to forgive, to be able to release, to be able to let go. And that is part of your journey. That is part of my journey in the earth, is to truly forgive and release and let go. So there's nothing holding you here, and you can be free and walk out of this life and be what God had made you to be in the time in the earth. Because see, while we're here, we want to be about our Father's business. While we're here, we want our time to be effective. We want our time to be in line with God's purposes. And in order to do that, that's also going to be, it's going to require, this is where there's it's necessary for you to be in link, in partnership with God. Because that's been there, put there before you, but it still has some, you've got some engagement necessary. And, you know, one of the ways that's going to help you is remembering to allow for your actions, for your decisions, for your choices that you make to be in line with the vision that God has given you for your life. So one piece, for example, you are a son or a daughter of the King of Kings. So as a son or a daughter of the King of Kings, you know, how now would you live knowing that you are spiritual royalty? A royal priesthood. How now are you going to live? Just that one piece alone. If that piece alone is in your mind as you're going about your day-to-day life and actions and thoughts and deeds, how now is that going to affect your time in the earth? Is it going to have an impact on how you see things? Is it going to have an impact on how you see yourself? Is it going to have an impact on your priorities? Is it going to have an impact on the things that you do? Absolutely. So as you start to do that, and I'll tell you one thing that I've done, you know, just over my own life is just as that which God has put in me has gotten more and more clear, I've made those notes along the way. I've refined those a bit, and I keep those in front of me so that it helps me in directing my time in the earth. It helps me in saying, in what I say yes and what I say no to. You know, sometimes the things that you say no to are you know, far more important because it keeps you from getting wrapped up into stuff that you don't need to be in. Oh my gosh, it's so easy just to diffuse yourself in so many different directions. You know, there was one thing I was told some time back, and I believe it's a quote, and I'm not sure where it comes from right now, but it says to limit yourself for the sake of expression. And that's an interesting one to me. But just to realize that sometimes, you know, less is more. Sometimes, you know, letting go of certain things is going to help you really focus, really boil down, really make sure that what you're doing is effective. And then you can really push forward in something. So I say this just to say, because right now, here's something you're going to need to know. The noise from what's going to be going on with the world is going to increase. The noise, the busyness, the frenzy of the world is going to increase more in the time that we're living in right now. Probably not more than ever before in the history of our time. It's going to increase. And because of that, there's going to be so much confusion, so much misinformation, so much delusion, so much just things that are completely all over the place. So in order for you to be able to live the life that God has for you, one of the things that's going to be very important is for you to allow your actions, your activities, to be shaped and molded by the vision that God has for you. When you have that and you move forward in that, then it the rest of the stuff is going to pale. It's not going to matter nearly as much because you're still going to be moving forward with that which God has put in you. And that is something that comes from Him to you. That is something that He reveals to you. That is something that you press in with Him, and He will show you. And each person's been called and called according to his purpose. Each person's been given gifts and skills and abilities, and you know that those are there. So bring those out, write those down, let those be something that you keep in front of yourself, and refer back to that, you know, as much as you need to. If you got to do it on a daily basis until it becomes part of you, fine. But it's already in there, but keep that there because that's going to help you move forward in such a time as this, because right now the confusion is going to grow. And there's going to be a lot of people scrambling all over the place as that which they have staked themselves on breaks down, and they don't know who they are because the collective is not going to be working. And because they don't know who they are, when they're scrambling like that, they don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. But you know what to do. You know where to go. You know the purpose that God has for you. In fact, it is for such a time as this that God has put us in the earth. You know, your purpose is oftentimes fulfilled in the most unlikely of circumstances in the natural, but it is God's plan and purpose in the time that you are here and in the work of the Spirit that He has for you. So keep that in mind, bear that in mind, make this a drill, take a little time, do that, and help and use that as a help to help guide your time in the earth and guide your time in this life. Bring that before you, because also too, when you get down, or and we all get down, we all have our windows, but when you get down, always refer back to who God has called you to be. And because part of the reason why we go through those difficulties and those struggles is because in those times, the enemy sometimes will creep in and will get you to lose your focus. We'll get you to forget. We'll oftentimes, just like that seed, the enemy wants to snatch it away. He doesn't want that to root in you. He doesn't want that to grow and to become strong. He can't deal with somebody that's strong and standing in who they are in Christ Jesus and fulfilling the purpose that God has for them. He can't deal in that. So he wants to try to strip that away from you, wants to try to compromise you, wants to try to seduce you, wants to try to distract you, wants to try to crush you. All that is there. But you keep that in front of you. You persist to him who overcomes. This is your call. And we're encouraging you this day to go forward in your call and in your purpose to do that which God has for you to do. Be what God made you to be. God bless you. We love you. And with that, we're going to say bye for now. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Love you guys. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.